So this is Visteon's autonomous test vehicle, and we're testing our autonomous driving platform, DriveCore.
I'm sitting inside the car with Michael Ngrodi. He's the lead system engineer for the technology that Visteon hopes will help put autonomous vehicles on the road. But for now, it's being tested at the American Center for Mobility in Ypsilanti Township. Ngrodi drives into a closed track, and that's where the real fun begins.
I'm going to activate the autonomous system here. So you can see we're doing lane keeping right now. And my feet is off, my foot is off the pedal, my hands are off the wheel.
And it's going straight.
Yep, it's going straight. And then I can activate a lane change. So I press the one button on the steering wheel here, and then you can see the car has moved over. I still have no hands on the wheel.
It's a smooth ride as we drive down on a 2.5-mile highway loop. The car itself looks like a regular late-model sedan. This one is white and has Visteon marked on the side. But a total of 5 sensors that are strategically placed outside the vehicle makes it look like a car from the future. The car also has LiDAR technology, which stands for light detection and ranging. Ngrodi points out the sensors.
4 in the corners, 1 in the front. And the idea there is that if you have multiple radars, if one goes down, you can rely on the other ones. Same thing goes for our LiDAR. We have 2 LiDARs there and then 2 cameras as well. So that sensor redundancy is really important for safety because there are always the possibility of hardware problems. And for an autonomous vehicle to be safe and keep the driver in a safe state, if you lose one of your important sensors, having a backup is really important.
Good morning, everyone.
I then hop on a bus tour of the closed track with Mark Chapid. He's the Vice President of Construction and Infrastructure at the American Center for Mobility. As part of the track, the Michigan Department of Transportation retired a section of westbound US 12 near Wired Road for autonomous vehicle testing.
As we've taken over westbound 12, MDOT was kind enough to leave all of their old facilities here. They left their old signs. They left a deteriorating road for us to leverage in our test environment. We will be engaging with potholes as they come. They've left sign trusses that we'll be leveraging and using, again, just to support our test activity.
The 500-acre facility also includes intersections, roundabouts, 2 double overpasses, and a 700-foot curved tunnel. Chapid explains why the tunnel is key for companies that use the testing site.
One of the unique features about the tunnel, as vehicles are relying on satellite and GPS technology for their locationing and positioning, all of that gets terminated when you enter into the tunnel. So the vehicle needs to learn how to transfer from maybe the satellite sensor and receiving type scenario to relying on local sensors on the vehicles themselves, whether it's cameras or LiDAR equipment, to help determine where the barrier walls are for the tunnel, where the lanes are, and maybe where other vehicles are as they're driving in that tunnel.
About $45 million have been spent so far in creating the facility that is leading the world in autonomous vehicle testing. Once fully completed, leadership at the American Center for Mobility predicts that $150 million will be invested. The expansion will include a headquarters and a lab with demonstration space. These projects are expected to boost the local economy, and while Washtenaw County Commissioner Ricky Jefferson supports them, he says he has one concern.
We also need to protect our current residents from being too affected by housing costs going up because of this. So that is my main concern right now, is how is this going to affect those who are here, already located in the area, and with those who may want to come here.
15 Michigan colleges and universities will also bring life back to the former World War II bomber plant site. The University of Michigan and Eastern Michigan University are among the schools that are participating in an academic consortium to train the next generation of high-tech talent at the American Center for Mobility. The facility is expected to be fully operational by the end of 2019. As far as when you can expect to see all this new technology on the road, well, for now, that remains unknown. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.